This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. In Oakland, you don't have to look to City Hall to find civic pride. All around the city, from bus stops to park signs, you'll see the symbol of Oakland, an iconic oak tree. The image dates back to 1852 on the city's first official flag. And nowadays, you'll most likely spot the tree on t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and stickers all around the city. This wave of Oakland-themed apparel reaches back to the year 2000, when Oaklandish, a civic pride apparel brand, popped up literally on the streets.
For many years, we would sell out of our Oaklandish rig. Many people have seen us driving by and honking at them.
That's Natalie Nadimi, the community engagement manager for Oaklandish. She says that before it was a store, Oaklandish was a local arts movement created to share and show pride in the city's various cultures. Oaklandish funded community arts projects and events. In 2011, the store moved into its brick-and-mortar location on Broadway in the heart of downtown Oakland. That's where KALW's Todd Whitney spent an afternoon touring the store with Nadimi to learn a bit more about what that ubiquitous tree and roots mean to her and the Oaklandish team.
As soon as you walk into Oaklandish, you realize just how much is going on.
Hello.
Shirts, backpacks, hats, skateboards, trinkets. It's like there was an explosion of cool. In a way, the store represents the city it takes its name from. And that's part of its allure. It's the reason Oaklanders come through Oaklandish.
In a sense, I feel like we're held to a pretty high standard of representing all things that make up Oakland.
When you come into the store, there's a hat rack with snapbacks and beanies. Some of these hats I'm definitely going to have to cop at some point, most definitely. Can you tell me a little bit about the hats?
So the hats here represent, they have our logo and they're all different color schemes. So it's each color of each Oakland High School, in addition to a black and silver Raiders theme and a green and yellow A's theme.
I asked Natalie about the shirts I see all around town.
Yeah, right now, and actually for a while, one of our top sellers is an image of the eastern span of the Oakland Bay Bridge. We've had this for a few years, and people really love it, and it really touches on what we do for designs in general. Just getting that snapshot, it's not just a kind of a sterile side view. It's very much you look at it, and it like puts you in that moment.
It's all about the local at Oaklandish. The company partners with nonprofit organizations to bring shine to what's going on in different communities in the town. Nadimi points to a wall chock full of local memorabilia.
Yeah, so this is something really exciting. It's just paying respect to all the amazing partnerships we've done this year. Some pretty big ones, and just also representing organizations we've worked with. So we have a Fruitvale poster signed by some of the actors in the film. That was just really cool to have them come in and talk to us about what they were doing, and they really wanted to make sure that they were capturing the real Oakland, and so kind of talking to us for hints on that was pretty wonderful.
One of its most important partnerships is with local artists. Oaklandish gives many East Bay artists the platform they need to get their works to a larger public.
Sometimes it's as simple as someone just walking in the store and saying, hey, I have a great design. I'd love to show you. I'd love to partner with you. And we kind of figure out, get their contact, and work it out from there. So we feature now over 100 local artists.
One of the things that always put Oakland on the map is its music. To bring that into the fold, Oaklandish has become a go-to spot on First Fridays, the city's premier street festival held on the first Friday of every month. There's an entire wall dedicated to the musicians who stop by the store for a live show on First Fridays.
So the idea is, it's kind of like a house party in a sense, but we're doing it here. So we actually, all this inventory and clothing and jewelry and stuff you see, we clear it all out for this 3-hour event. So on our wall, we actually have photos from the actual event. So it's really great to kind of look up and see all of the people who've been in here. We have Zion I. Let it go, let the good take hold. I'm a brother from the west who was blessed with a soul. Let me tell you about a place you probably don't know. Yeah. We still live in Cali, got a style, culture, bro. We was known for the six. Los Racas. Laura Los Pelos. Los Racas. Yo si soy. Thomas Pridgen.
Planet Booty. all different local artists.
What's it mean to you, walking around Oakland or whenever you're on the BART, and you see somebody wearing apparel from one of your stores?
What I hear a lot is people buy their Oaklandish gear specifically because they want to wear it outside of Oakland. And what's so great about that is just hearing about the conversations that start just from wearing a shirt, whether it's our logo or some little more hidden design, and a total stranger walking by you in a totally other city or part of the country, and just really kind of having that feeling of home.
Even as the shirts go national, keeping things local is important for Oaklandish and for the town. Oakland gets a lot of negative press, but it's important to highlight the sinners and saints of a city on the come up. The good, the bad, the roots. In Oakland, I'm Todd Whitney for Cross Currents.